So I have an interesting question for you. What do you think is the strongest argument against Bitcoin right now, and why do you reject it?
The strongest argument against Bitcoin right now is it's novel, it's new, and as new, it's not, you know, it's only been around for a number of years, and before I trust my entire life to it, I want to see it around longer, right? It took 30 years for people to embrace electricity. Bitcoin's been around for 17 years. So someone might very well say, okay, well, maybe it's still early. Did I wait until I just want to see more people than me try it out first, and then I'll follow it. So, do you like electricity? Yeah. Do you like cars? Yeah. Do you like fire? Yeah. Do you like antibiotics? Sure you do, right? Do you like television or radio? Yeah. How about airplanes? Sure. Was there a time when all of these things were in disrepute and created incredible fear, uncertainty, and doubt? Every one of them. Right? And this is just the latest technology transformation. It's coming. It's, as William Gibson said, the future's already here. It's just not evenly distributed. The world's full of, you know, of profound innovations that eventually were embraced by everybody, but it took more than 17 years. And I think the answer is time, right? It's like, how many years after the automobile was invented before the Model T Ford comes along, and how many years before, you know, after the Model T before everybody had the car? And so, did you ever make a decision to upgrade all your systems to Y2K friendly? Do you even recall that?
I do recall that time period, and everyone was terrified, and it ended up being nothing, so.
Everybody in the world was terrified the world was coming to an end, and it was nothing. But you know what? Billions of people didn't do anything, couldn't have done anything, couldn't have stopped it. It was a non-issue, and it would just be one of 10,000 examples of nothings. We should stay laser-like focused on the big picture. Bitcoin's digital capital. It's a revolution in the capital markets. It's a profound once-in-humanity innovation. It allows us to tightly bind economic energy to the human being, to the individual, to any entity. It's as profound as fire, electricity, or even the formation of fat in mammals. It's a fundamental building block of life. And it's just the basis of it. On top of that, we can create something better, digital money. You can create a bank account that pays you 8%, no volatility. How many people have that? Nobody. How many people want it? Everybody. What's it worth? Conservatively, $300 trillion. So you have a world which is not served well by the 20th century conventional finance structures. You have a new world, a digital world with digital protocols, digital assets, digital capital, digital credit, digital money. Is it going to solve all the problems? No. There's going to be a lot of problems in the world that we're not solving with digital money. However, walk down the street and ask 100 people whether or not they'd like more money. Every one of them is going to say, I'd like more money. So there's an obvious opportunity for us here. I'll return to laser-like focus.